we continue 19 lines down from the top on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Amar Eish Lakish, Bo V'nachzik Tova Lavoseinu. We have to give thanks to our forefathers, in other words, to Klal Yisrael. She'el Mali Hein Lochatu, for had they not sinned by the Egel HaZahav, Anu Lo Banu Lo Olam, we would never have been born. She'ne'emar, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ani Amarti El Himatem, I said you guys were considered like gods, you would never die. Ubnei Elyon Kulchem, and you all are Bnei Elyon, people of the Most High. Chibaltem Asichem, you ruined yourself with your actions through the sin of the Egel. Achein Ka'adam Temusun, you will die like a man, like a human being. Lememra asks the Gemara, do you mean to tell me Ti'ilo Chatu Lahava Moldu? That if, had the Jewish people not sinned by the Egel, children wouldn't have been born? Well, we already know from the beginning of the Chumash, we're told that you're supposed to be fruitful and multiply. The Gemara answers, Ad Sinai. Yeah, that commandment, again, hard to fathom, and that the Gemara is even entertaining this as a possibility, but the Gemara says, no, Ad Sinai, only until Har Sinai was there a mitzvah to have children, to procreate, but after that, there would no longer have been a command. But then the Gemara challenged that, B'sinei nami k'siv lech emor lahem shuva lachem lo ha'alechem, but right after Har Sinai, God says, return to your tents. Why is God telling the Jewish people to return to their tents? That was, in essence, saying to husbands and wives to go back to the tents and have more children. Gemara says, no, God wasn't asking children telling the parents to have, or husbands and wives to have children. Rather, l'simchas ona, just wanted intimacy, without bearing children necessarily. Again, very hard to fathom. V'haksiv l'ma nita v'lahem v'livnehem. Well, it also says in V'eschanan that it'll be yita v'lahem, it'll be good for you and for your children, implying that the mitzvah of procreation continued even until past Har Sinai. La'osana om demal Har Sinai. Now, that's a reference specifically to those who were on Har Sinai, those children that were born and were at Har Sinai. It was lahem b'livnehem. So we're still struggling to find a proof that the commandment of procreation would have continued even after Har Sinai. V'ha'amar Eish Lakish. So here's the bigger proof. V'ha'amar Eish Lakish ma'idich siv zeh sefer toldos Adam. This is the sefer, the book of the generations of men. V'chi sefer hayo lo la'adam harishon. What, Adam had a book of all the generations and all the children? Melamed, rather it's coming to teach you, sheher lo ha'kadosh baruch hu la'adam harishon, Dor dor v'chachamav, dor dor ufarnasav. That God showed Adam all of the future generations. Kivan shehigira ledoro shel Rabbi Akiva. When God reached the generation of Rabbi Akiva, sameach besoraso v'nis atzev b'misaso. Adam was excited about the Torah and the proliferation of Torah. And at the same time, he was sad by knowing of his death. Amar, and he said, Vili, with regards to me, it's again a pasuk in Tehillim, Ma yakru reyacha el, how precious are God's friends. In other words, that the point that we're trying to make here is that there are generations of children that are being shown to Adam Arishon. Clearly, there's an obligation to have children past Har Sinai. And not only that, as a further proof of Amar Rabbi Yossi, get a very, another strange, perhaps difficult, theologically speaking, as we'll see in a moment, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein ben David ba ad sheyichlu neshamos shebaguf, that David HaMelech, Mashiach won't come to the world until all of the neshamos, all of the souls in the guf, have been taken out. In other words, as Rashi explains, there is some sort of box, a guf, which holds all of the neshamos that will be born, and once that box is emptied of all the neshamos, and they've all entered into the world, only then will Mashiach come. Shenemar ki lo la'olam ariv v'lo lenetzach akzof, ki ruach milafana yatov u'neshamos ani asisi. And that is the proof that, again, the second proof, that clearly children would have been born after Har Sinai, even after the sin. Now Tosos, by the way, asks you potentially could reject this proof of the neshamas and the guf, that the Ben David won't come until all the neshamas of the guf exit. Perhaps Tosos says this could be the neshamos of non-Jews. Why does it have to be referring to neshamos of only Jews? As long as there are neshamos that are leaving the box, Jewish or non-Jewish, then at that point Mashiach will come. And therefore you can argue that even after Har Sinai, after Matan Torah, the Jewish people would not have continued to have children. So the Tosos answers, again, difficult theologically, I don't understand it, but he simply says, quoting Rabbeinu Elchanan, that the neshamos shel Yisrael v'shel ovdei kochavim einan beguf echad, they're in different boxes. And therefore, this specific box is a Jewish box, and all those children have to come out of the Jewish box. Again, I'm just going to go on because it's hard to put into words. Anyhow, the Gemara continues and recognizes that that's true, clearly, that parents would have been able to procreate after Matan Torah, even if they would not have sinned. So rather, the Gemara says, Lo tema anu lo banu lo olam, ela kimi shelo banu lo olam. Rather, what Reish Lakish meant to say was that had the Jewish people not sinned by the Egel, it would have been as if no one else came to the world. Not because there would be more children coming into the world, but because children, the parents, would live forever. The Gemara then says, "Lameimra deilo chatu lo havo maisi." Do you mean to tell me that if they didn't sin at the Egel, they would never have died? They would have lived forever. Vaksiv parshas Yivamos and parshas Nachalos. But the Torah talks about the laws of Yibum and of inheritance. Clearly, the Torah recognizes that there would be death, and that was all mentioned after Har Sinai. Answers the Gemara, Altanai. No, those parshios were Altanai, they were conditional mitzvos. In other words, if they didn't sin, this wouldn't be an issue. Umiksivi cry Altanai. That sounds strange, says the Gemara, that a psukim would be written conditionally. How could that be? Gemara says, no, in, we have precedent for it. Tahachi Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, another statement from Reish Lakish, Mai dechsiv vahi erev vahi yivokar yom hashishi. Why the extra hay? Melamed shehisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu imay sebreishis. God made a pact with His creation. Ve'amar im kavlan Yisrael as a Torah mutav. If the Jewish people accept the Torah, then I will keep this world going. Ve'im lav. But if they don't, then achzir eschem l'so vavo. I will return the world back to nothingness. So if the whole entire world was based on a stipulation, certainly a few psukim in the Torah can be done conditionally as well. But the point after all this long Gemara is to say that according to Reish Lakish, death would have been abolished in some form had the Jewish people not sinned with the Chet HaEgel. Meisveis. Another Gemara challenges that. Mi yitain v'haya levavam zelahem. We had this pasuk before, that where do they have the strength to fear me? Who can assure that they'll continue to be Yiras Shamayim? Levatel mehem malach hamaves i'efshar. Says the Midrash, it's impossible for us to be mevatel, the power of the malach hamaves, to destroy death. Shekvar nigzer gezerah, they already sinned. They already sinned with the Adam sinned, with the Eitz Hadas. And therefore, there will always be death. Halo kibli Yisrael as a Torah, el kadei shlote uma v'loshan shaletas ben. But the reason why the Jewish people were mekabel the Torah was in order that the other nations won't be able to overpower them. Shenemar lemanitav lehem v'livnehem ad olam. The point is that death, clearly according to this brisa, would not have been abolished even had they not sinned, because it was ready to karnigzera gazera. So this is a question on Reish Lakish. The Gemara answers, who Reish Lakish, the Amar, ki haitana. Reish Lakish has a different support. It's true that that brisa is against Reish Lakish, but he has a different brisa to support him. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo kiblu Yisrael as a Torah, el kadei shelo yehe malach hamaves sholet pen. The reason why the Jewish people were makabel the Torah wasn't so that in order that the malach hamaves wouldn't be able to overpower them and kill them. Shenemar, ani amarti Elohim atem uvnei elyon kuchem. I thought you were like gods, and you were bnei aliyah, you were of the Most High. Chibaltem maaseichem, then you sinned. Achein kaadam tamusun, then you were going to die like everyone else. So that's Reish Lakish's source versus the other Brisa, that are two competing opinions as to what the status of the Jewish people would have been had or would be now had Klal Yisrael not sinned with the Egel. The Gemara continues, V'Rabbi Yossi, you Rabbi Yossi, who subscribed to Reish Lakish's approach that death would have been abolished. Nami haksiv l'manita v'lem v'livnei marolam. What do you do with the pasuk that says that it'll be good for you and your children, implying that children will continue, that their people will not live forever? Tova hu dahavi hamisa'ika, that it will be good, but there still nevertheless will be death. How do you understand that pasuk? Amr el Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi would say to you, kivan deleka misa, ein lecha tova gedolo. You're reading it wrong, you're reading it backwards. Lemanitev lehem means, since there is no death, it will be good for everyone else. And therefore, that's Reish Lakish's and Rabbi Yossi's position. Now the Gemara adds that death would have been abolished. But back to the Tanakhama's approach, the other approach, the other Braisa, which says that death would not have been abolished. The Tanakhama nami haksiv achein ka'adam temusun. It says that Adam Tamusun, implying that death would have been abolished. How can you tell me that death would not have been abolished? It would have been abolished, because it says Achein ka Adam Tamusun. Answers the Gemara, my Misa, when it refers to death, it doesn't mean a literal death, but a figurative death. What type of death is that? Anius, that is becoming poor. So again, the Gemara concludes here with two differing opinions as to what the status of the Jewish people would be now, with, if not for the sin of the Chetah Egel. The Tanakhama's approach is that death would not have been abolished. It was already established because of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. But Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yossi are of the opinion that the Chet of Adam HaRishon didn't have that strong of an effect on the rest of the Jewish people. Har Sinai, the receiving of the Torah, would have created this ability for people to live forever. But because of the Chet HaEgel, everyone became mortals.